Two more days. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Midterm madness in the final throes. At stake, the balance of power in Congress.
One of the most contested battlegrounds, that's Pennsylvania. President Biden and Barack Obama were there Saturday, stumping for fellow Democrat John Fetterman, while former President Trump held a rally in the Keystone State for Dr. Mehmet Oz. Another vital Senate race in Georgia pits Republican Herschel Walker against Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Tight U.S. Senate races also in play in Nevada, New Hampshire, and Arizona, where First Lady Jill Biden made the case for Senator Mark Kelly.
In only 2 years, Joe, Mark, and the Democrats up and down the ballot have gotten so much done.
Kelly is facing Republican Blake Masters, who accuses Kelly of supporting the failed policies of the Biden administration. You'll find President Biden in suburban New York City today campaigning for the state's Democratic governor. Former President Trump will be in his home state.
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is seeking re-election, and coming to Miami to whip up support is former President Donald Trump. The two sparred during the 2016 presidential primaries, with the future president referring to the senator as Little Marco, and then the senator made fun of the size of his rival's hands. But after President Trump took office, the two buried their hatchet and found themselves to be allies with similar governing goals.
Fox says Evan Brown, Rubio is being challenged by Democrat Val Demings. Since nobody won last night, the already record Powerball jackpot is now worth $1.9 billion. The next drawing is tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There was terror inside a Florida home. Police in Orange County say a man murdered four people, including a young child, before trying to kill himself. The shooting happened Friday, and police say other children hid under their blankets. The suspect is hospitalized. The puzzle pieces of a deadly shooting in Maryland are coming together. Police in La Plata say a man identified as Andre Sales killed his ex-girlfriend, her brother, her mother, and another man before turning the weapon on himself. The victims were found inside a home on Friday. Police are interviewing family and friends to establish a motive.
According to Fox 5 DC, the ex-girlfriend was identified as 21-year-old Sarah Mann. Police said two young children were initially unaccounted for, but later found safe at a different location.
Fox's Samantha Liebman. A steak knife went from eating utensil to weapon at a New York City restaurant. Police say a diner at an expensive steakhouse stabbed another diner in the back Friday night. The trouble started during a dispute between a diner and a restaurant worker. The argument apparently made the suspect so angry that she walked over to the other diner, stabbed them, and fled. Joan Thompson was arrested hours later. She's charged with assault. Running 26 miles can be challenging under the best conditions, but in New York City, marathoners were warned about unseasonably warm weather.
About 50,000 runners are taking part in this year's TCS New York City Marathon. The 26.2-mile race takes runners through each of the five boroughs, starting in Staten Island, crossing the Verrazano Bridge to Brooklyn, touching base about halfway in Queens, then up to the Bronx through Manhattan, with a grand finish in Central Park.
Fox's Monica DeLuca. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.